Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Bill Nybo. He's the director for some upcoming 1X that are going to be going on in Jamestown. And Bill, welcome to our show.
Hey, glad to be here, Warren.
Yeah, thank you for taking time. It's great to have you back on. We've talked about your other productions in the past, and very excited for some new productions that are coming up. Kind of a grand thing of 2 1X coming up in Jamestown, and we're here today to talk about those 1X and to talk about the need for auditions. So Bill, kind of tell us real quick the idea behind hosting 2 1X. I don't think we've done that before here in Jamestown.
No, we haven't done that before. I really like the idea of maximum community participation in the theater projects we do. And so I want more new people on the stage in addition to the old hands we have. And so doing more than one play on the stage on a given night is a way to do that.
Yes, it is. So what we're looking for then is we need a lot of people to come out and audition. It helps you as a director because then you can find the perfect fit for your roles, but also it helps get fresh faces out there on the stage too.
Absolutely. It's important to get lots of people involved.
Absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about these 1X. You've picked out two of them. The first one, Sweeney Todd, The Demon Barber of Fleet Street, but this is not the musical version of
it. No, it is not. No.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about the show.
Well, the show is, it's as I mentioned earlier, it's a 1-act play. Mm-hmm. It's done in 3 scenes, and essentially it covers the same area that the musical covers. We're talking about barbaric cannibalism here, tied in with a lot of humor.
Right. Dark humor.
Dark humor.
And I'm sure, you know, people have seen the musical before, the Stephen Sondheim musical. It's along those same lines. The music won't be there, but it's kind of the same story then.
It is.
Okay. Yes. Okay. And then the second 1-act is called Conflict.
Conflict. Yes. Yeah. It's a tongue-in-cheek spoof on the theater itself, really. It's about what life on the stage would be like if there wasn't conflict. In other words, you can't put on a play unless there's some contention going on.
Right. Right. Yeah. And I mean, you need conflict and you need that resolution. That's how a story is formed usually.
Yes. And so the story takes you through the various stages or types of conflict.
Okay.
Conflict with yourself. Conflict with your wife. Conflict with your kids. Conflict with your parents. Conflict with God.
Yeah.
Conflict with the elements.
There's a lot of conflict.
A lot of conflict.
Yep. Excellent.
And nobody really wins, but, you know, we get entertained.
We do. The audience will win with the entertainment aspect of it.
Absolutely.
It sounds like. Again, Bill Nybo here on Let's Talk About It, talking about some 1X that are coming up in Jamestown. So, I mean, do we roughly know how many people you need to come out and fill in these positions, Bill? Because that's 2 1X is, I mean, you're going to need a pretty extensive cast, it sounds like.
Yes. I think 12 to 14 people would be just about right.
Yeah, yeah. So let's talk a little bit about auditions, because these are open. Anybody who's interested in being in either of those, there's a couple of chances for people to come out and audition, right?
Yes. Next week, on Monday the 30th, we're going to have auditions at the Hanson Center, which is right across the alley from the main offices of the Arts Center in town. And 6 to 8 on that day.
Okay.
And also 2 days later on the 1st of August, we're going to hold auditions in the same place again at 6 to 8.
Okay. Perfect. A couple of chances to do that. And now at these auditions, people can choose which one they're auditioning for, or kind of how does that work for you?
Oh,
guys,
it's a very loose experience.
Okay. Okay.
Essentially, I'm going to ask people to read and talk, and I want to find out things about them and go from there.
For sure. Awesome. So if you have some background theater, if you've always wanted to try your hand at it, sounds like this will be the perfect opportunity. And Bill, something else really unique happening right in between those 1X that you're going to give a shot this year too, right?
Yes. We're going to do a thing called a reader's theater.
So kind of explain what a reader's theater is.
Well, essentially it is. It's people who sit down on the stage or in chairs. They don't have to sit on the stage, but and read a play.
Okay.
Each of the participants has a role in the play, and they read the play.
Excellent. And are we looking for auditions for this one too, Bill?
Actually, no. But, no, okay. You know, if people are curious, they can contact Dina Laskowski.
Okay.
She's going to be heading up that. And we're still looking for a very short one act to do the Reader's Theater.
Excellent. Very good. So they're still looking into that. And then I guess we another big important thing we should mention, when are we looking at as far as show dates for your one acts and for the reader? Yeah, yeah.
Showtime will be the 20th, 21st, and 22nd of September at the Arts Center. That's a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Excellent. Okay.
Dinner will be at 6, and the show will go on at 7 o'clock.
Excellent. So it's going to be dinner and a show.
Dinner
a couple
and a
of
show.
Shows. Yeah. Perfect.
A show and a half.
I like it. I like it. So Bill Nybo, again, director for these upcoming one acts and the Reader's Theater, which will be happening in between those two one acts as well. So auditions, again, are July 30th and August 1st, 6 to 8 at the Hanson Center. Is there anything else you want to add as far as the productions go or what you're looking for as a director for these upcoming shows?
Well, I'm also looking to recruit people who are interested in doing scenery, creating props, performing other sorts of behind-the-scenes tasks to make the show go well.
Excellent. So if you're looking at, you know, you don't want to be on stage, you want to be behind the scenes, absolutely willing to help out, then you can look for that, right, Bill?
Absolutely.
So if anybody has questions, Bill, where can they go learn more information or who should they contact for that?
They can contact me personally rather than the Arts Center.
Okay.
My telephone number is 701-659-1578.
Excellent. Very good. And they can ask any questions about the show, the auditions, what you're looking for, right?
Absolutely, Warren.
Perfect. Very good. Bill, anything else you want to add in there for Let's Talk today?
No, I'll think of what to add after we're off the air.
That always happens. Believe me, it always happens. Bill, thank you so much for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thank you, Warren.